following podcast is brought to you by the Lung Disease Foundation of Central Pennsylvania, made possible through a grant from the American Lung Association and funded by the Pennsylvania Department of Health. The Lung Disease Foundation is the nonprofit arm of the Lung Disease Center of Central Pennsylvania, located at 800 Chestnut Avenue in Altoona. The Lung Disease Foundation is designated as the tobacco control service provider for Blair and Bedford counties by the American Lung Association in Pennsylvania. In this capacity, we work with individuals, area businesses, and organizations to assist in achieving smoke-free goals, including that of workplaces and housing units. We hope this podcast will be helpful to you. At the end of the podcast, we will share how you can learn more about these programs.
Hello, I'm Colleen Heim, Director of the Healthy Blair County Coalition, and joining me today on this podcast is Sherry Stayer, Executive Director for the Lung Disease Foundation.
Good afternoon, Colleen.
The Healthy Blair County Coalition is a partnership of local individuals and organizations working to promote the social, economic, emotional, and physical well-being of area residents. We're also responsible for conducting a community health needs assessment every 3 years and engaging community partners in addressing the identified needs. One of our guiding principles is a concept called collective impact. And Stanford University had done some research on the difference between isolated and collective impact. Isolated impact is when different organizations work on projects on their own, perhaps with some collaboration, but not necessarily in a collective effort. Collective impact means that we are going to be more successful in addressing large-scale societal issues if we all work together on the same agenda, constant communication, and some backbone support. As a result of the Community Health Needs Assessment, we created a tobacco-free work group, and we formed this collaboration with the Lung Disease Foundation. Not only was smoking and tobacco use identified by more than 60% of residents as a major challenge in Blair County, but our County Health Rankings Report listed it as one of the three areas that we needed to address in our community. Well, we do have some good news in that we have significantly improved. In 2010, 23% of adults in Blair County smoked cigarettes, and that number has since dropped to 17% in the latest 2018 report.
We do still have some work to do, Colleen. The Healthy People 2020 would like to see that number at 12%. And we want to make sure that people realize that more than $6 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, is spent on healthcare due to smoking. If somebody smokes one pack of cigarettes a day, that habit costs them approximately $56 a week, or $240 a month, or almost $3,000 a year. And I'm sure people could find much more productive things to do with that amount of money.
Definitely. And so over the past few years, our tobacco-free work group really focused on reducing tobacco use in the workplace. We had developed a how-to video for employers that were interested in becoming a tobacco-free facility. And we also held a roundtable discussion with career services personnel, and we developed a second video to address some of those areas, and both are available on the Workplace Wellness page on the Healthy Blair County Coalition's website. Sherry, what are some of the issues related to employment for tobacco users?
Well, some of the things that we brought out in the career services work group was that we talked about the fact that a lot of healthcare industries are going to tobacco-free workplaces or tobacco-free campuses. A lot of the local hospitals are now going to tobacco-free shifts, and they're talking about in the future the fact that they will eventually test potential candidates for employment by testing their hair to determine if they are tobacco users, and if they are, they will not hire them. Every employee who quits saves an employer approximately $3,500 a year. So one of the reasons that employers are going to tobacco-free campuses and workplaces are not only to save themselves money, but to encourage their employees and their patients or their clients to have better health, because the second and third hand smoke also affects them, and it increases healthcare costs and sick time among employees.
Well, also, in collaboration with the Blair County Chamber of Commerce, we held a Wake Up to Wellness event. And the purpose of this, again, was to provide information and share resources, not only about our tobacco-free work group, but also about, you know, networking with each other on becoming a tobacco-free facility and community. Our tobacco-free work group was very pleased when the Lung Disease Foundation expressed interest and subsequently received the State Tobacco Control Provider Grant. Sherry, tell us more about this grant and all of the activities that are associated with it.
Well, the Lung Disease Foundation itself was very fortunate to be involved with the tobacco-free work group and to discover that this grant actually existed. And before we applied for the grant, it was held by a Dauphin County YMCA, so there weren't a lot of services being offered locally. So some of the services available or resources available through the Tobacco Control Service Provider Grant are assistance to businesses and multi-unit housing for becoming tobacco-free, and that includes freedom from smoking classes. We also can offer assistance to municipalities in the form of something they call YLAP, or Young Lungs at Play, which is aimed to help communities create tobacco-free trails, athletic fields, parks, playgrounds, and recreational areas for children. We also can assist youth organizations with forming TRU groups, and TRU stands for Tobacco Resistance Units, and we recently were able to give grants to three local teen organizations to form TRU groups in Blair County, and that also can initiate into TATTOO, which is Teens Against Tobacco Use, and that's an organization that works together to educate younger children because they look up to their teens that are the people they look up to in their schools and in the playgrounds and things like that. We also can offer health fairs for educational opportunities, and there are two different types of freedom from smoking classes, one for adults and one that's called Not or Not on Tobacco for teens. And we also participate in advocacy with our local legislators and elected officials. And the most current issue that we're advocating for is something called Tobacco 21. And it is to raise the age of that people can purchase tobacco from 18 to 21 years of age. The only states that do it right now are California and Hawaii. But there have been studies that showed that over 244,000 youth are going to die if something isn't changed with the way tobacco is used right now. There is also a very large epidemic with the use of e-cigarettes. It's increased 900% between 2011 and 2015. And there is a new trend out there called juuling. And a juul is a device that is an electronic type cigarette, and it looks like a flash drive. And students are using those because they can get away with them in school because people think it is a flash drive. And the pods that go in the Juuls are, they contain the equivalent of one pack of cigarettes. And they're flavored with flavors like bubblegum and strawberry and things. And the youth is finding ways to get these by going out and getting things like Visa or MasterCard gift cards, purchasing them online, and then they come home whenever their parents are at work. So their parents don't even know they're utilizing them. And it's very addictive because of the amount of tobacco in it. So these are the things that we're worried about in the future and trying to prevent going forward.
Well, and Sherry, I know that the smoking cessation classes are very important because we know that many smokers really do want to quit.
They do. The majority of the people that you talk to do want to quit. It's a very hard thing to quit because nicotine is so addictive. But the Freedom from Smoking classes are very comprehensive. It's a 7-week, 8-class program, and it addresses the 3-link chain of addiction. And it helps people to form a quit plan before when they first arrive at the class. And then over the period of time, they quit. And then it helps them to sustain being a non-smoker through the end of the class.
And is there any cost for the class or for any of the supplies that go with it?
There is not any cost for any of the resources offered under the Tobacco Control Service Provider Grant. We have a grant through the American Lung Association, and it's funded through the Pennsylvania Department of Health. So not only are we able to offer these resources, but they're all free of charge, and they really want us to offer these resources to the public. So we encourage people to come to us if they need help with any of these things.
So if someone wanted to host a smoking cessation class in their business or their organization, what would they have to do?
All they need to do is call the Lung Disease Foundation at 946-2845 or go to our website and send us an email, and we'll be happy to contact them and set up a schedule to meet with them.
Well, I know Healthy Blair County Coalition is, you know, very pleased that we had the opportunity to collaborate with the Lung Disease Foundation, and it really is what collective impact is all about. So we're really happy that we had an opportunity to do that. Before we end the podcast, I just wanted to share one of our other initiatives that was developed by the Tobacco Free Work Group, but really expanded beyond the issue of tobacco, is our Healthy Resolutions Expo. This event is held in November, and it really goes beyond the traditional health fair. Our purpose is to provide awareness of specific health-related topics and then encourage participants to sign a resolution pledge to drink more water, to get their mammogram, to eat healthier, to get more exercise, and certainly to schedule their preventative care as needed. And this has just been a huge success, so we're really pleased that this is going to be an annual event for us.
And again, I just want to thank everybody for the collaborative efforts that are shared in the Tobacco Free Work Group that, again, then helps us to meet the needs that are required by the grant for the Tobacco Control Service Provider. It's partners such as Blair County Drug and Alcohol Partnership, the local hospitals, the Nurse Family Partnership. Headline Marketing does a lot of things to help with our marketing needs and social media, and establishing like goals to make this a collective impact in the community. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our podcast on the Lung Disease Foundation of Central Pennsylvania and its tobacco control resources. For more information on the podcast and other tobacco control programs, visit our website at lungdiseasefoundation.org, visit our Facebook page, or call our office at 814-946-2845.